Hey friends, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. What a privilege it is to just hang out with you in the Word of God, and what a privilege it is for me to have the opportunity to pray for you. I want to just feel prompted to talk to the person today who's been battling suicidal ideation. And I just want to let you know that you matter on this earth and that you would leave a giant hole if you went through with it. So please reach out to someone and be brave and say that you're battling these feelings. And also there's suicide prevention hotlines. If you just Google it, you should be able to find the number. Call someone and know that you are loved. You are necessary on this earth. And the Lord loves you. He is for you. He is walking with you. All right. I'm reading from Proverbs 29, verses 1 through 14 in the World English Bible. And it says this: "He who is often rebuked and stiffens his neck will be destroyed suddenly with no remedy. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. Whoever loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. The king by justice makes the land stable, but he who takes bribes tears it down. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. An evil man is snared by his sin, but the righteous can sing and be glad. The righteous care about justice for the poor. The wicked aren't concerned about knowledge. Mockers stir up a city, but wise men turn away anger. If a wise man goes to court with a foolish man, the fool rages or scoffs, and there is no peace. The bloodthirsty hate a man of integrity, and they seek the life of the upright. A fool vents all of his anger, but a wise man brings himself under control. If a ruler listens to lies, all of his officials are wicked. The poor man and the oppressor have this in common. Yahweh gives sight to the eyes of both. The king who fairly judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for the privilege of just being able to pray for my friend today. It's such a privilege. And the fact that we can approach your throne of grace in time of need is such a huge huge blessing. So thank you that we can do that, that there's no barrier now between you and us. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, we have unfettered access into that Holy of Holies. The veil has been torn in two, and we can run with confidence into your throne room and tell you all of our worries and our prayers and our stresses. So Lord, thank you. Lord, help us not to give full vent to our anger, but bring ourselves under control. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit, is self-control. And so when we are provoked today, may we take a couple breaths and ask your Holy Spirit to take over and help us to have that fruit of self-control. Also, Lord, I pray that we would not listen to lies, that we would seek out what the actual truth is, because if we listen to lies, we will have a corrupt life. Lord, thank you for your strength today. I know I'm tired and stressed a little bit, just to be honest. And yet you are the strength of my life. You're my portion forever. And I thank you for that. Lord, help us not to stiffen our neck when we're rebuked, because your word says that we will be destroyed suddenly with no remedy. So I certainly don't want that. I want to be righteous. And I know I also can't do that without your Holy Spirit. So Lord, help us to walk in the Spirit, that we may not carry out the deeds of the flesh. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So help us to walk in this beautiful, beautiful freedom that you have given us, Lord. I love just your word, Lord. I love that you give us so much bits and pieces of wisdom in the Proverbs. I'm just so grateful for that. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for teaching us about rejoicing and to dance before you, and how important it is to worship you in everything that we do. In verse 6, it says, "An evil man is snared by a sin, but the righteous can sing and be glad." So we choose to sing today, Lord. We choose to be glad. You have given us so much that our response today is worship. Our response today is kind of dancing throughout our days. Our response today is to sing a song to you. Even if it's off key, we're going to sing it to you, because you are are worthy of our abandoning ourselves to you. You're worthy of our surrender. You're worthy of our praise for sure. And so, Lord, help us to give you a sacrifice of praise today. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Lynetta Smith. You can find her at lynettasmith.com. It's L-Y-N-E-T-A smith.com. And she has done some amazing things. There's a lot of freebies on her website. She has healing resources, a whole bunch of Bible verses to help you on your healing journey. And she also has a book club offer there where she'll offer deeply discounted copies of her memoir, Curtain Call, which I've talked about here before, where she has walked through the past and some of her traumatic past and found that the Lord will help her and did help her with her story. To kind of come to grips with it and to work through her trauma. But if you go to her website, Lynetta Smith, there's a book club offer, and she will offer you discounted copies of Curtain Call for those willing to lead a book club and discussion. And she has a discussion guide and some swag that is included. So anyway, if you want to find those healing verses for free, or if you want to just learn a little bit more about Lynetta and her ministry, or if you want to order Curtain Call, a memoir, go to lynettasmith.com and click on freebies for the freebies, and then look at the tab that says Curtain Call and find out more about her memoir. Lynetta, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you want to be a sponsor of the podcast, if you have a book or a ministry or a podcast that you want to promote, this is a really lovely way to do it. I do it about 10 times a month, and you can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter@marydemuth.com.